Hey, babe, you're gonna be a dad.
And you're gonna be a mom.
Hi, guys. I'm Angela Lanter.
And I'm Matt Lanter.
So my husband, Matt, you might recognize him from your TV screen. He's an actor.
Yeah, and my smoking hot wife sitting next to me, you might recognize her off your computer screen. She's a blogger.
Come along and experience this journey with us as we prepare to have our first kid. Hopefully y'all can learn with us.
Laugh with us.
Or maybe reminisce about your own pregnancy. Either way, sit back, relax, and join us on Hello Bump. We are week 9 right now.
Here we go.
So, we were supposed to be 10 weeks on Thursday. It is now Saturday.
What's the date today?
What is today? Today is Saturday, June 17th.
June 17th.
So, on June 15th, we were supposed to be 10 weeks. Went to the doctors, got our ultrasound, and they measured us at 9 weeks, 4 days.
Little late bloomer.
Yeah. So, we will be 10 weeks officially tomorrow, according to that ultrasound. However, I feel that the doctor was wrong because the baby in the ultrasound was clearly curled up.
Babe, babies curl up. This is what they do. Don't you think doctors would measure for a curled baby?
This is the third due date that they've given us, though. They've changed our due date on us 3 times now. So we're going back in 3 weeks. And at that 3-week mark from now, we're going to actually go and meet and have an ultrasound with the ultrasound tech. And I think that we'll have very definitive.
But the baby is not going to be stretched out, chilling.
Like, yeah, but the ultrasound tech will take more time with us and get better pictures and all that. Honestly, the doctor goes so fast.
Well, but look, we actually want a later date because you've said the later the date we have, that means they're not going to try to induce you early.
That part is true. However, right now, I just went out of the first trimester. I just see light at the end of the tunnel. And everyone keeps singing praises of at 13 weeks, you really do start feeling different.
Listen, before we even get there, I want to just know from you right now that just when we hit week 13, like the day that we hit week 13 does not mean you're going to feel all great and better. Okay.
I mean, I might be borderline suicidal at that point then, because I just need to feel better. Yeah. I am desperate to feel better. So, yeah, we thought we were at 10 weeks on Thursday. We were at 9 weeks, 4 days, 3 days, something like that, 4 days. So tomorrow, which is Sunday, we will be officially 10 weeks.
And as of right now, our due date is January 15th, yes, of 2018. My Lord, bringing a kid into the world in 2018. I feel like kids that were born in the 90s are just like, just doesn't even sound right.
You just sound like such an old man right there.
Well, you kids born in the 90s and the 2000s,
I just can't tell if that's the Godfather or an old man.
No, the Godfather is this. Okay. The Godfather is...
Very good, baby.
...gonna make you an offer you cannot refuse.
That's why you're such a good voice actor.
I was gonna go into something else.
You're 40s? Not Mickey.
Oh,
not
Mickey Mouse.
He does a perverted Mickey that people...
perverted. Inappropriate Mickey.
He does, and it's actually really funny.
Week 10, your boobs are getting bigger.
That's true. All right, what else did we attack at this doctor's appointment? We found out your genetic results.
Yeah. A little bit of a sore spot. I was expecting to be the perfect specimen of a human being.
And it turns out you had 3 mutations.
I'm just kidding.
Just like mama.
I'm just kidding. I didn't. But I was teasing her for being an X-Man, having genetic mutations. And here it is. I've got 3 mutations as well.
Mm-hmm. And the 1 in 10,000 chance of us having a mutation that we both tested positive for.
What are the chances? Well, we did. Wait, actually the chances are 1 in 10,000.
That's what, at least that's what.
Or was it 1 in 60,000?
No, I think the doctor said 1 in 10,000. And
okay, 1 in 10,000, but we're laughing.
We have really great odds, apparently.
I'm
we need
laughing.
To go to Vegas on that.
Yeah. Put our kid on red or something.
Something.
But I'm laughing about that because we have been assured by the doctor that things are cool, it's fine, and this test allows them to find things like this. And they can handle it. So,
and everyone listening is probably thinking it's the anesthesia thing that we talked about last episode because you cannot wake up.
I can't wake up from anesthesia.
And you don't even have that.
Yeah, that's not even part of it. And I was like, I think you guys got that wrong because I can't wake up from anesthesia.
It's crazy.
Listen, I went for my shoulder surgery and I know shoulder surgery.
That's a tough word for you there, huh?
I guess it is. And this is an outpatient thing. Like you're supposed to, I know we touched on this last week, but we didn't say this, I don't think. You're supposed to, like, get out of the surgery And within half an hour, you're just kind of up. And like, if you're feeling good, they'll let you go. Eat a cracker, have some apple juice, an FO.
Mm-hmm. Not but you.
Not me. Me, I woke up and I was like, where am I? You know.
They're having to invert the table. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They inverted your bed because you were like.
I was so loopy.
You were so dizzy that they had to put blood back to your brain.
And they kept giving me like all of the saltines in the whole medical facility.
It was crazy. You were in recovery for like 3 hours. Finally, they were like shutting down for the day. They're like, you got to take him home. Yeah. Like, but you don't understand. I don't have any way to carry him in the house.
Like it's a freaking laundromat or something trying to get me out of there. And I'm like, guys, I can't. Like, I can't even wake up. I don't even know where I am right now.
I was, like, desperately calling our friend Ryan Basford. I'm like, can you meet us at the house? I can't get mad up like, the steps by myself.
You were trying to call our friend to run to Walgreens and get this medication for me. Yeah. She was leaving for Ohio.
Because you're like me with narcotics. We can't take codeine and we can't take sulfa. And so they had to find a painkiller that didn't have either codeine or sulfa. And there's, like, two.
Yeah. So Crystal was running all over the place. So sweet. She was leaving
She's
for Ohio.
She's way deep in the valley.
Because it was
Christmas Eve Eve.
Things were not, you
She's
know,
panicking.
Accessible. Anyway, bad times. But back to the baby and the pregnancy.
That was a crazy.
Anyway, so I don't have that genetic mutation.
Which doesn't
is weird.
Even make sense.
No. But what I do have is, well, first there's another one called like Pompeii or Pompe disease.
Pompe, yeah.
Or Pomp.
It's P-O-M-P-E disease. Very rare.
You figured out.
But you carry it.
It is, from what we're reading, and by the way, when you read all these things, it's very hard to decipher in like layman's terms what they mean. But it has something to do with your muscles and your joints start to...
Your muscles start to
give
atrophy.
Out, your muscles yeah. start to atrophy, your lungs collapse, mm-hmm. and the older you
your
get.
Joints.
Talks about like early onset and late onset, and I don't think I have any of this right now, although... I feel like I don't have good knees. Even when I was 13 years old trying to play catcher, playing baseball, I never had good knees. And then I screwed up my knee trying to do a barrel roll while I was skiing in the Lake Lanier one day. And just, you know, it's not been good. But listen, if the barrel roll was a success, it's all worth it. You know what I mean? Anyway, so...
For the rest of your life, it was worth having a jacked up knee. Is that what you're telling me right now?
Well, that was a nice barrel roll.
Okay.
I just wish we had GoPros.
I see where your priorities are.
GoPros back then.
Ridiculous.
So
that was number one.
I don't have the condition.
You do not have it. No.
I'm a carrier.
You're just a carrier.
Right. So it's just in my genes somewhere, but I don't have that.
If that was truly your knee issue, then you would have tested for it.
I'm joking. And then there was another one that had a impossible long name. It was like 21 hydroxycut coaxial HDMI... glutathione.
Okay, hydroxycut is a vitamin and HDMI is a cord that you plug into a computer. So, pretty sure that's not it.
Well, it was real close to that.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't even remember what that one did.
It was adrenal glands and it had something to do with sex
hormones.
Oh
my gosh, yeah, that was the wackest thing ever. Mm-hmm. It had something to do with like you grow sex organs on the outside of your body of the opposite sex and like your adrenal glands don't put it was the weirdest things. Thank God I don't have any of those symptoms because that was wacky.
It was more than just that. That was just one of the ways that
it
could go.
It all had to do with
it was,
that type
it was sexual
of like
organ
gland,
related
organ,
glandular, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
But that was weird. Also, obviously, just a carrier, not a don't have the condition. However, the thing that I do have that matched with Angela is the biotin deficiency. And this is a one in, what did you say, 6,000 or 60,000 or 10,000? I can't remember.
So one in 60,000 people actually have the biotin deficiency.
I see.
But you and I had a chance of matching each other of one in 10,000.
We have a chance.
Is what the doctor said.
We match on those.
Which doesn't make any sense because you have the thickest head of hair I've ever seen in my entire life.
I do. Yeah. It's weird.
But you don't have it. You're just a carrier. But because we're both carriers, our baby has a 50% chance of actually having this deficiency.
And in a nutshell, a biotin deficiency controls, or biotin kind of controls your
hair.
It's
a B vitamin.
Your hair, your nails, things like that. If you have a major deficiency, I mean, at its worst, I think it could result in death.
But you looked up the statistics, and there has not been a single death from it in the United States in 50 years.
That would be really, really, really rare. And it's also one of those things that once they know, they can control and they can handle. There's a chance that maybe the baby could be born without hair, and the inability to grow hair and nails. And of course, those come with its own challenges. But the doctor said, you guys match for this. Go see a genetic specialist, which we're going to do.
That's next on our list.
We have to set that up, which is like kind of scary. I don't know. But he assured us that, hey, once we catch it, it's fine. They're able to give some sort of vitamin to Angela to where it's going to be fine. So that's why we're not too heavy about it. And we're kind of like laughing about it. But it's obviously a serious thing. But we think everything's cool. Everything's fine. And this is why they do this. This is why they do the blood testing, I guess, is to figure this stuff out and start to kind of like whittle away at any problems that could be. So I feel good about it. I'm fine.
I actually didn't know, and I should have talked about this last episode, but I didn't know what to expect going into to see you have to take blood because you just are a little bit squeamish, but you handled it well.
Look, I don't know. Okay. I think I am. And I don't know why I got like that or how I got like that.
You're pretty good with me watching me get blood taken.
You know what? Now that you say that, I do remember cutting my thumb with a pocket knife when I was making a bow and arrow when I was like 12 years old. I was by myself. I had no friends when I was a kid. That's not true. I had friends. But I was by myself and I was making a bow and arrow. And
I can just see when you say that, all I can think about right now is SNL with the baby hands. My all by myself, the Judy.
I'm slicing downwards, and like 12 years old, I had no idea how to handle a knife. Angela still doesn't. I get nervous every time she cuts anything.
You literally take a knife out of my hand at least once a week.
Once a week. But I was cutting down to make a notch in the arrow, and I sliced my finger, ran home. I think my mom was there. I got in like the shower, as if I needed to like shower off my whole body because my thumb was bleeding. I do remember getting lightheaded because I thought the loss of blood was so an insane amount that I was going to pass out and die. Clearly it wasn't. It was just a cut. I don't even think I needed stitches. Like that's how not bad it was, but I thought it was. And I remember being in the shower. I got my knife taken away, got it back eventually.
Hopefully not for a long time.
I completed that bow and arrow. I don't remember how long it was, but maybe like a week or something. But I learned my lesson. But I'm saying that because maybe I always have been a little squeamish. I'm pretty cool with watching like doctor shows and stuff.
No, you're not. You can't really stand when I watch Dr. Pimple Popper.
That's because that's disgusting.
It is not. It's fascinating, calming, and relaxing to watch people pop pimples and blackheads. And I love it.
Oh, God.
It's like the same effect for me of cleaning something out or organizing something. I'm sorry. You know I love a good pimple squeeze.
Well, it's not the same thing. Okay, because watching someone's
bones. But just tonight I asked you if the doctor gave you the opportunity or the chance to catch the baby when I'm delivering and you get to be the first one to hold the baby, would you do it? And you don't know.
I'm not sure. I have to look into it.
What is there to look into?
I have to research. I'm a researcher.
Either you want to catch the baby like a football or you don't.
Well, first of all, does the baby shoot out like a football? Are we exaggerating here?
I mean, it's not going to be at like 35 miles an hour or something.
Yeah, it's not like John Elway.
No. Here. I mean, the head comes out, then once the shoulders are out, I mean, it's game on. It happens fast after the shoulders are out.
Like a cannon.
I guess so.
Like a vaginal cannon.
I mean, you've watched
Deliveries
with Me.
That's the title of this episode, Vaginal Cannon.
you've watched that documentary, the Ricky Lake documentary with me. You saw these women deliver.
Yeah,
you almost passed out at one point.
Oh, come on.
You're
making me sound terrible here. That's not true.
Hiding under the covers at one point.
No.
Yes.
No.
The one.
Look, I might have strategically turned my head at certain moments where I don't need to see, you know, down the shaft of other.
The shaft? I'm pretty sure that's not the right.
Down the rabbit hole? I don't need to see down the rabbit hole all these other people. So.
I'm just wondering, you know, would you physically be able to handle it if the doctor said, hey, come over here, Matt, catch the baby.
Well, we'll see. But you know what? I might be behind a camera. I'm not really sure yet how we're
going to
do this.
I don't really think I want you videotaping my delivery. I mean, like, let's just put all my stuff out there. Like, what if I end up pooping on the table?
What?
I don't want that on video. Because it happens. Women do it, and I don't think that I want that on video.
I can edit it. I'll put a poop emoji over it.
Oh gosh, I'm just saying. Like sometimes it happens.
When it comes out, I'll put a little sound effect that goes like, you know.
I don't think I want that. I want you in the moment, and if you're behind a video camera,
it's true.
You're not coaching me, and you're not in the moment.
That's true. I'll be messing with like exposure and like trying to do.
I don't need all of that.
I'll be trying to do like a slow motion or a long exposure shot of like the baby coming out.
Yeah, I don't need any of that. I mean, I have a great photographer I could call that I would feel comfortable.
Should we
with.
Tell the story of Megan?
Oh, that's a great story. I feel like we should. That's a great story.
So Megan is Angela's best friend.
Uh-huh.
They were on like FaceTime or something one day.
Yeah, we're
day.
On FaceTime.
Megan was about to have a baby.
Yeah, we're sitting in the office and you and I are sitting side by side. You're on the computer and I'm not. And Megan and I are talking to each other, looking at each other.
I'm not on the computer. I'm like in a different part of the room or something.
No, you're sitting next to me, but you're off camera. But she knows you're sitting right there.
Okay.
She asked you a question. You responded. And I don't remember what that question was. And then looking at me, she says, you know, I've been really thinking about it. How would you feel about being in the room and videotaping the birth?
Okay. Keep in mind, I do. I videotape. I make videos. I do pictures for Angela's blog. So I just got a text.
At that point, your back is to the camera. So you can't see where she's looking at that moment.
Right. So she says, would you mind videotaping or something? And I thought she was talking to me. I didn't know what to say. It's kind of awkward for like Angela's best friend to ask me to come in and videotape her birth. And I said, I kind of like panicked, I think, inside. And I was like, nothing against, I think you're pretty, nothing against you, but I don't really want to videotape that.
And Megan died. And I started laughing so hard. And I'm like, why would your response to that be like?
I didn't want
to
be rude.
Your response was, hey, Megan, listen, I think you're pretty and all. Like, that was verbatim what you said. And I'm like, why did you need to buffer the fact that you didn't want to be in the room when she gave birth with, I think you're pretty.
Because it's like, I didn't want her to feel like I was grossed out by her by just straight saying no.
She was mortified that she thought that you thought that that's what she was asking. She's like, oh my gosh, Matt, I would never ask you to do that.
That's so great.
That's like one of my very favorite stories. So like, great. It was just... Maybe you had to be there, but we died.
Maybe.
I
didn't want to hurt her feelings.
No, but like, why in the world would that be your initial thought? I think you're pretty, but I don't want to see your vagina.
Well, because if I just said like straight up like, hell no, you know, like she might have thought like, I gross him out.
I mean, to be fair, Megan is kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? She's just open?
Megan's totally open. Megan doesn't seem to really like
she gets on Facebook and talks about how she needs action from her husband. So, that is who she is.
So I wouldn't think there's anything embarrassing that I could say or that she could say or whatever because she's totally open and cool with talking
everything.
Like that. So I didn't really think, I didn't have to tiptoe around any sort of words.
But
I
just have to tell her that she was pretty.
Well, I just didn't want to hurt her feelings. So I thought if I buffered it with that, look, I'm 34 years old. I'm still trying to figure out women, okay? Us men, we still are trying to figure out women and how they work.
I mean...
And, you know, we've heard it's all about emotions.
4 years of marriage this week. You really should have it down by now.
And I don't. And that's...
Which is really ridiculous because not only have we been married 4 years, we've been together almost 9.
Listen, I can tell you all guys are in the exact same boat.
I guess.
Boom.
I don't know. Let's talk about symptoms. Like, let's touch on them. There's not been a whole lot of change in my symptoms from last week to this week. Still having some nausea intermittently, but I am on Diclegis, taking a pill every night.
Pretty good for you.
Yeah, for the most part, I'm feeling pretty good. But every once in a while, I'll get waves of nausea, but they don't last long. Mm-mm. They're just kind of there. Yeah.
Well, you've actually talked about maybe you need to up your dose. Like, your body's actually sort of getting used to it.
Possibly.
And maybe up your dose.
But I told the doctor on Thursday that maybe I might come off of it for a day or two and see how I feel. If I am kind of, like, getting over that part of morning sickness, and he felt like that was a really good idea.
Yeah.
But the last couple of days, I've had a couple of moments of just nausea here and there. So I just don't think I'm ready for that yet. Also, I'm still having a lot of heartburn, a lot of belching, a lot of farting, mostly.
Machine gun Ange.
Like, it is what it is, guys. And I mean, at this point, it is what it is.
Our friends know about it at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like... I'm open, but our friends are gassy too. So let's just put that out there. Another thing that I have been experiencing this week, which kind of freaked me out because I've read a lot of, here's where my reading gets me in trouble. I read that a lot of women who are starting to miscarry, their symptoms start to go away. I know that I'm still having symptoms, but the one thing that I've noticed that I don't really have a lot of lately is tender breasts. And I read that that's one of the first symptoms to go away when you're miscarrying, and that scared me to death. However, what I am having is shooting pains in my breasts. And it's not all the time. Maybe once every couple of days I'll have it. But when it does, man, it knocks the wind out of me, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems to kind of cripple you, huh?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's really, really painful. And the doctor just said it's kind of part of it and it's possibly growing pains. One day in particular, I think it was Wednesday, my right boob was like really bad. And then the next day it was my left. So it doesn't really matter for whatever reason. A couple of other symptoms that I've had is greasy hair. I don't know what the freaking heck is going on, but I used to wash my hair twice a week.
Are you showering the same amount?
Yes.
It's just your hormones are making your hair greasy.
I'm showering the same amount. However, I can't wash my hair the same amount because my hair is like greasy. I mean, like right now it's so greasy. I washed it. What's today? Today's Saturday. I washed it on Thursday. Normally, I wouldn't have to wash it again until probably Monday or Tuesday because my hair just is like that. My hair looks like it's a grease slick right now. It's disgusting.
You've also sort of been like just lying around, sleeping, taking naps, and I feel like that kind of adds to
it. I don't think so, honestly. No? Like okay. My scalp smells like it's just straight up grease.
Oh, okay.
You told me my scalp smelled a couple of weeks ago.
That was a long, long time ago.
It's like 2 weeks ago. You told me my hair stunk and that I had washed my hair the day before. When you said that.
Yeah, so, I clearly didn't know that. I shouldn't have said that.
Well, you've said a couple of things that you shouldn't have said. Do you want to go over those really quick? Let's just go over those really quick.
Let's go back to what he just said
about he's still trying to figure women out. He's still trying to figure out how to talk to women is what he means by that.
We need to preface, but on a serious note, we need to preface this and say that we joke with each other all the time.
Yeah,
this
probably is, to a fault, actually.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this is our relationship. We joke. We tease, we punch, we hurt. I mean, you pinch to where like it really makes
me
angry.
We chase each other. We do. We act like kids is what we do.
We're
which
really
is probably
immature.
Not going to be good for our kids because
no,
they're going to see
be
us playing all the time.
Terrible, immature parent. So anyway, let's just get that out of the way. That we constantly joke with each other. So
no, the first one wasn't a joke. I walked into the closet the other day and I showed him my stomach and I was like, you know what? I actually think I'm showing a little bit. Like, look at my belly today. And your response was... Really? Because
no
I think it
normal.
Always looks like that.
True. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. what I meant, what happened was...
Uh-huh. Do I normally have a belly? And like you've just never told me?
What I meant by that was in the last few weeks, you're talking about all these symptoms like gas and bloating. And for the last several weeks...
You didn't preface it with that at all. That's literally all you said to me. And you knew you were in the wrong because you actually asked me for forgiveness. You asked me, do you forgive me? Because you knew
you hurt
my feelings.
Yeah, you seemed to actually for real take it serious. But literally what I meant was that hard to tell if that's a baby bump or just kind of a bump from bloating and gas that you've had for...
Because I'm down weight. So like I feel like
right.
any little bit of anything in my stomach is going to show right now because my hip bones are sticking out.
Maybe. But up until that point, I don't really feel like we've seen any sort of a baby bump.
Yeah.
But you've complained a lot about bloating and you've said to me multiple times that, I feel like my stomach is protruded out because of gas or bloating or whatever. That's what I meant.
Speaking of that, though, I've gotten to the point now where if I'm wearing jeans and I'm sitting down, I'm unbuttoning my jeans.
You did it for the first time tonight.
I'm doing it right now. No, I did it a couple of days ago, but I probably didn't tell you.
You need one of those, what are they called? A baby band?
No, you know what? I looked that up. A belly band is not what I need. I want like an extender that looks like a rubber band that goes and just extends. Because I'm just uncomfortable.
That allows you to keep wearing your jeans?
Yeah.
As opposed to getting maternity? Do people get maternity jeans?
Yeah, they do, but I am definitely not at that point. Like, I'm
nowhere near
that point.
No. Your stomach looks like this all the time.
You're an a-hole. another symptom is that I constantly feel like I've got a mouthful of nickels, which is really pleasant, guys.
This really just came about, like, kind of today. That's when you started vocalizing it to me.
Last night I vocalized it to you, but I've been saying for... probably a good week that I've just had a bad taste in my mouth. Yesterday, it kind of just hit me that it tastes like I'm sucking on a dime, you know?
Or licking a handrail.
Ooh, it's bad. And it doesn't matter if I brush my teeth, which, by the way, when I brush my teeth, it makes me gag, like dry heave. I don't know if I told you that or not.
No, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah. The sensation of brushing my teeth takes everything in me to not gag, like tears in my eyes. It's bad. But brushing my teeth, I've been sucking on pink Starburst.
We found an entire bag, huge, like Costco size bag, which is not good for my belly.
I wonder if that's why I have the gas like I do.
It's definitely.
Although, you know what? Like, I didn't have a single Starburst today, and I am like ripping them out the wazoo.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay.
Just being honest.
Okay. She just went there.
Act like you haven't been hearing me all night.
No, I have. I was trying to protect your reputation because you're my wife.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've already just put it all out there.
But P.S., yeah, Starburst could probably definitely not help that situation.
Because it's gummy.
Yeah, all that gummy stuff.
But I haven't even had one today, so.
Okay. Well,
I did have them last night.
You know what? Also, you've been eating a lot of sweets.
I haven't had a single sweet like today.
You didn't have any cake today?
No.
Your devil food, not devil food cake, your
red velvet. No, red velvet? I snacked on some dry Lucky Charms.
Okay.
After lunch. Because
like sometimes sugar does that too, right?
Yeah, but I haven't had anything tonight. Or today.
Well,
I had a bagel with cream cheese this morning for breakfast. I'm able to finally drink coffee again, which is a big relief to me because the first few weeks I couldn't drink coffee. You were just so nauseous. It would immediately give me heartburn.
Well, I feel like this Diclitus has really helped you.
It really has. And helping like it's been a game changer for me, honestly.
So you have been feeling like you've been sucking on dimes. We looked it up today. It's a common condition. It's called I don't even know. I'm not looking up in front of me, but it was something with a D, like dystopia or something.
Yeah, you said something like that. I don't know.
It's evidently real common. You can't get rid of it. The only way to help the symptoms is to, a lot of people eat saltine crackers or suck on a lollipop or brush your teeth with a minty toothpaste. Just whatever you can do. It doesn't seem like.
I've even had Preggy Pops.
Preggy Pops, but you haven't been using those.
No, because they didn't really seem to do anything for me. They seem like a placebo.
Which is weird because a lot of people say how much those Preggy Pops work.
Honestly, like, you know how the way money smells in your hand? Like, you got a handful of change?
Yeah.
That's what my mouth tastes like.
You know, what's like when you're on antibiotics?
Yeah, I guess so.
When you're on antibiotics, anybody, you get that metal taste in your mouth. I assume it's like that. But everything I've been reading says that it goes away within a few more weeks. Second trimester really kind of goes away or gets a little better at least, but it's extremely common. Nothing you can do. You kind of have to just wait it out.
Yeah. I feel like personally, I've been very negative about my body changes. Not anything that I'm necessarily seeing right now, but what I know is about to come down the pike and it's really like affecting me emotionally because, and when I say emotionally, let's be fair, I've not been emotional at all. Like I've not really cried.
No.
Not been
compared to some of these message boards that we're reading with some of your girls that are in your group,
or just what you hear about women being pregnant and being super emotional,
crying at the drop of a dime.
I just haven't been like that. Which,
no, but you're not like that really anyway.
No, I'm not a super emotional person as it is.
Sorry for all these dings. I'm getting some texts here from the boys.
They need to get it together. Don't they know we're doing a podcast?
I don't know.
Sorry, I just belched in the microphone because that's pregnancy at its finest. Negative about my body. Yeah. I have this fear that I'm going to get terrible stretch marks and spider veins and varicose veins. And
you mentioned that you feel like I'm not going to be attracted to you anymore.
I'm very scared of that. Oh, I mean,
that's the most ridiculous thing ever. You're the most beautiful specimen I've ever seen in my life. I'll love you now and always and even more.
But okay.
I'm going to love your stretch marks.
Let's just put it into perspective for people who are listening because I feel like people are going to have this question because it's a real concern. You work in an industry where you are surrounded by beautiful women. That's what you...
I don't love these women.
I understand, but that's what I have to send you off to work to do is to be surrounded by beautiful women, kiss, sometimes have sex scenes with them. So I feel like it would be unnatural for me to not have these fears about what my body is going to go through and like how you're going to feel about my body afterwards. I feel like that would make me not human to have those concerns.
I get it. I'm not saying that you shouldn't.
So I feel like I'm hypersensitive to it because of who you are and because, you know, you get comments on every photo that you post on social media where women are wanting you to F them. So
wow.
That's what they say. I'm just repeating your comments.
Well, listen, I don't want to and
I understand.
They're not my baby mama.
I know, but it's a emotion that I have to work through right now. Another thing that symptom bodily change is the change in your breasts, which I feel like you probably enjoy because they just are getting bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not really, I mean, like, I feel like my boobs haven't really gotten, I feel like I'm filling out my bra now.
Yeah.
I'm filling out my bra and I feel like my nipples are changing, which everyone says that that's part of it.
I haven't noticed like a huge difference yet in like the size.
My bra is tighter.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm thinking, and everything that we read, I think you're just going to be getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. My biggest concern is the nipples. I've really prided myself on having nice nipples, like nice nipples.
What, as if you like cultivate them or like farm them? Like what?
It just was like something about my body that even though I had, always had small breasts,
I felt
like I had proportionate nipples. I don't want to have dinner plates, you know, like I just don't want that.
Okay.
And some women have those and they're happy with them and that's fine. But for my body type and my body shape, I just don't want that.
Okay.
So I'm concerned.
Okay.
I have that concern
mm-hmm.
because they get darker the closer to delivery because the darker they are, the easier it is for the baby to find it.
Isn't that wild? Is that factual? Do we know that?
I've read that multiple places.
Because the baby has like blurry vision and the darker your nipple, the more you can see.
I would think that newborn eyes are blurry.
Hey, let me tell you guys something I read about nipples.
Are you a doctor now?
I read, let's merge the pregnancy and beauty world here. I read somewhere that the shade of your nipple is the perfect lip shade for you as a woman. Or as a man, maybe. I don't know if you're...
I mean, your areola tends to be lighter than your lips unless you are pregnant. Sometimes.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I read. Maybe does Revlon make like a, you know, like a nipple, like areola?
Areola shade? No, I don't believe
areola
so.
Areola tan.
I don't believe so. No.
Areola mauve.
I want to talk about two other symptoms that
areola are... Areola rouge.
Oh my gosh. I want to talk about two other symptoms that are very faux pas, and maybe we'll end up editing these out. I'm not sure, because they're harsh. But one thing I want to talk about is discharge, because that's another thing that...
Like from the army?
No, from the vaginal area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's another thing that nobody warns you about, that you're all of a sudden going to have a unusual amount of discharge. And I just feel like had somebody warned me about that, that I could have been better prepared to know that that was going to happen to my body.
How would you have been better prepared?
Because I felt like, honestly, when it started to happen so much that there was something wrong with me, like maybe yeast infection situation, but no, it's normal.
It's just preggers.
It's just your pregnant hormones working in overdrive. Another thing I want to talk about is sex drive. Mm. Can we talk about that for a second?
You know, hey, this is your party. I'm just a guest.
And, you know, it's one of those things that I have read that some women have a lot of a sex drive, a heavy sex drive when first trimester, and then others have none at all because they're miserably sick. What would you feel about me? Like middle of the road?
You don't really like vocalize that to me all the time. So, I mean, from what you've said, you're telling me that
there are times you
have more desire.
There are times, but then there's others where I'm so just miserable.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, however, even if you have like kind of shared that with me, you've always been kind of sick. I mean, this diastasis is really helping. It's helping me a lot to be more normal. But
a tired normal.
Yeah. Like you're still tired or have like terrible indigestion or uncomfortable gas pains or something like that, which doesn't really make things real sexy for you. So,
right.
So that part has kind of been a hurdle, I guess.
Yeah. I just kind of don't think that there is a normal for first trimester for a sex drive, because when you read stuff, it feels like some women are saying, oh, it's just totally normal for you not want to have any sex. And then there's others.
I don't think that's been you at all.
And then there's others that say, no, I feel like your hormones are raging. And I just feel like there's no normal, that everybody's going to be different. And I feel like,
well, that's really, I think the
first trimester thing.
Well, the whole pregnancy.
But I just feel like people need to take that pressure off of themselves about sex drive, because I know as women, sometimes, you know, you feel sorry, or maybe the husband needs to hear this. Like, take that pressure off in the first trimester, because you're truly not in control of your own body.
Well, I'm not feeling any like denied. Shut down or denied by it. I mean, come on.
No.
Obviously, I got to have some understanding here.
No, but you're so much more supportive than I know a lot of other men might be. So I think that I'm just kind of speaking to the masses here that there is no normal when it comes
to
first trimester, at least from what I've been able to ascertain. This week, in the middle of our doctor's appointment, we actually got to take our anniversary trip. We celebrated our 4-year anniversary.
We did 4 years.
Yep.
Can you hear the round of applause?
Maybe you'll put that in.
Maybe I'll put that in.
Like a little round of applause.
Yeah.
We had a nice little staycation at Hotel Bel Air, and it was mm-hmm. honestly magical.
We had a great friend of ours.
Which, if you follow me on Instagram, then you probably saw that on Insta Stories, although this was a way back from when you were now listening.
We have a very great and generous friend who really hooked us up at Hotel Bel Air and honestly gave us this whole anniversary little getaway, and he took care of the whole thing. And just what a great guy.
Just but such we had, a blessing.
We had such a beautiful time. Hotel Bel Air's awesome. They pulled out the white glove service and greeted us at the door. And man, they had flowers. And
they had our wedding flowers.
Our wedding flowers in the room.
Recreated.
They recreated our wedding cake on a small scale for dinner that night. And oh my gosh, it was just a really, really cool 2 days away. And the reason that we did a staycation is because of Angela not feeling well and her not necessarily feeling like she wanted to travel, especially like 3 or 4 weeks ago when she was sick and didn't have diclegis or anything to make her feel, but the thought of traveling anywhere.
Even still with the diclegia, so long car rides are just so not appealing to me.
Yeah. So we decided that we would stay close to do our anniversary celebration, and this worked out perfectly, and it was great. And it was cool because we actually had our 8-week doctor's appointment the morning after the first night there. So it was kind of cool. We were already in the Beverly Hills area and, you know, just jetted over there, had the appointment. Things went great. We heard the heartbeat again.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome.
Got to see the baby. Got to see the baby move.
We did. We got to see the baby move on the ultrasound.
I had no idea that that was even a possibility to see that this soon. So that was very exciting.
Here. I know I did this for you last time. I'll play the heartbeat again that we heard at the doctor's office in week number 8. Here we go. Isn't that crazy? That is so nuts that 8, 9, 10 weeks into it, you're hearing that little heartbeat in there. It's just crazy.
It's crazy as we're watching, because we have all of these apps and we're seeing everything that's changing weekly and just how much happens in such a short time. I don't know why, but I just expected it to all kind of be a little blob until
mm-hmm.
you start to show at least.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't expect this week for hair to be growing.
Yeah, we
and
found out
nails.
There's going to be nails and
fingerprints. And like, so it's just nice. So, I mean, it's...
And movement and, right. and bones and...
If you're listening to this and you know that Matt and I are both believers, we're both Christians, but it's just so incredible to think that God just... Every single little nuance that is happening right now and changing and the eyes and everything, it's just crazy to me. It's just mind-blowing and it's so cool that we're getting to experience this.
Yeah.
Especially in a day and age that we actually can experience it and see things, like watch videos of it growing.
I mean, 4D, that's nuts.
It's crazy.
Well, hey, speaking of heartbeats and hearing heartbeats,
yeah,
we purchased a sonar Doppler listening device.
Yeah, it's called Sonaline B.
Sonaline B. You purchased this. I think we got it off Walmart.
But we did.
You can find them at Walmart. You can find them on like Amazon. They're cheap. They're like $35.
Yeah.
And you can hear the heartbeat at home.
And when it arrived yesterday, I was beyond excited. I was so excited. And you're like, you always are the voice of reason. You're like, well.
Well, because we heard it's still early.
Uh-huh.
Like 8, 9, 10 weeks is early. I
it
mean,
is early.
It's still very, very small. So I just reminded Angela, because I had read a lot about it too, that, okay, listen, do not get upset if we don't find the heartbeat.
And I wasn't going to because we just literally heard it the day before.
Yeah, so that helped. But, you know, I said, okay, we're going to try it. If we don't, you know, we'll come back to it in a few days and then maybe a couple weeks, whatever. So I squirt the little lotion or the gel on the little wand thing, and it's just kind of like you see like a smaller version of what you see in the doctor's office. There's no LCD screen to like where you see the baby. It's just strictly an audio thing. So there's a speaker on it, and then there's also a like a earphone jack if you want to wear earphones, but the speaker actually works pretty good. And there is a little LCD screen that shows you the heartbeat. So I put it on there. I start moving around. It's really sensitive. So you kind of have to keep it turned down while you're looking around, because if you move in a certain way, like it'll really, it's loud in your ear, but you can hear everything going on inside, like gurgles of juices and gases and everything, every movement she makes, you can hear. It's like amplified, but
I laughed and almost broke your eardrums.
Oh my gosh. But really, I was moving around and I kind of knew from the doctor's appointment where the baby was. So we knew kind of like sort of where, an idea of where to try to find it along the right side for Angela. So I looked, like 3 or 4 minutes
mm-hmm.
and I found it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear as day. We found it and we heard it and it was incredible. We tried to do the whole like timing it out, find out what the actual number of the heartbeat was. And we think it was around what, like 160?
Yeah, like right around 160.
Because mm-hmm. Angela keeps thinking, well, we'll find the heartbeat and then we're going to do the Ramsey method and then we're going to do the baking soda. She's like trying to find all these ways to find out if it's a girl or a boy, which I guess we'll talk about more as we continue on, but...
There's so many theories out there.
We think we want to find out what it's going to be. And
I definitely want to find out what it's going to be.
She keeps talking about all these theories. We've talked about it with the doctor or mentioned it. And he's like blown us off so fast. He's like, oh, pff, none of that crap is accurate. None of it works. But Angela's convinced. Anyway, that was awesome. That's been our new toy. We had friends come over the other night and we were like, hey, we got this new toy. Come and listen. Angela's been like the guinea pig. But it's been awesome. And it's just kind of a cool way to keep connected in a way with what's going on, as opposed to every 3-4 weeks when you go back to the doctor's appointment. You know, now it's like we can listen to this thing and we both know not to get worried if we can't find it. But it's really, really fun. It's a way to stay connected in. We're vacationing in a few weeks. We'll probably take the thing, have our mom and our family listen to it. It's just really, really cool.
It's just so cool that you can do that yourself. Yeah. Another thing that we got in the mail yesterday, a pregnancy pillow.
Pregnancy pillow. The thing looks like a huge S, like from Sesame Street or something.
Well,
like,
it's a C.
A C, a C, okay, shape. Yeah.
The chiropractor recommended it to me.
Yeah.
Got it in the mail, bought it on Amazon for like, what, $35? It's called the.
No, I think it was more than that. Like I think it was 50 or 60.
No, I think it was 45. Is it called the Lychee? I think it's the Lychee.
I don't know. Something horrible like name.
That. It's not a good name. But
actually, I like Lychee martinis.
You do like Lychee martinis. Napped with it yesterday. Pretty comfortable. Slept with it last night.
Okay. So it's shaped like a C. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you lay in the C sideways. So your head is resting on the top of the C and the bottom curl of the C goes in between your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Picture like sitting on a noodle in a pool, one of those noodle toys. It kind of like curls up like that. And what it's supposed to do is A, separate her hips to where it's more comfortable, what, for her and the growth of the baby?
Well, it's for your lower back, really.
Okay.
It's so, because I was having a lot of lower back pain.
So it helps with that. And you say you love it. It surrounds you. It kind of encompasses you. And you love to be surrounded by blankets. And you like for me to put my arm over you when you're sleeping and stuff. Mm-hmm. You like that anyway.
I do.
It makes you feel cozy.
I do.
And you like it so far. You've had it for a couple of days.
Well, I slept with it for the first time last night. I actually really liked it. I had a decent night's sleep. The one thing that's bad about it, though, because it is so specific that if you are a position changer in sleep, like if you...
Or a stomach sleeper.
Well, that's you can't sleep on your stomach right. after first trimester. But if you're a position flipper like me, like I usually start off on one side and then end up either on my back with my arms up in the air, which is so bad.
Which or, I've been waking up and putting your arms down
you have been.
For you.
That's true love right there. But usually I fall asleep on my left side, wake up on my right, or left side, wake up on my back. I never sleep on my stomach. So the bad thing about it is that when you are so sandwiched in there that if you go to shift positions in your sleep, it's going to wake you up.
Right.
That's
right.
The only thing. So I did wake up in the middle of the night to shift positions. And maybe that will change.
Mm-hmm. As you get more used to it.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Ramsey theory really quick for as much as you make fun of me for it. Ramsey method tells you if you're having a boy or girl based on where the baby is in your uterus. Based on the ultrasounds that we've seen, it appears that the baby is on my right side, like where my right hand is.
So what do you think that is? Here it is. You heard it first. What do you think it's going to be?
Well, based on that, it's a boy. But okay. It's technically where the placenta is. But we've not seen a true, clear ultrasound of where the placenta is attached, on which side. So I feel like we can't go based off of Ramsey. The other theory is heart rate. Like the higher the heart rate is, the more likely it is a girl. Like if it's over, I think if it's over 160, it's a girl. We're like right at that 160, which is kind of like iffy. The other thing is you can do the whole Chinese birth calendar. And then there's the Mayan birth calendar, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So Chinese gender says that we're having a girl, but I believe Mayan says that we're having a boy. based on the fact that I haven't gained any weight at all yet, I can't tell. But if I was gaining through like my hips and my thighs, I'd say, oh, I'm having a girl. Because I feel like when you're having a girl, you typically gain everywhere. Boys, you just gain in the belly. But I haven't gained weight at all. I'm still down weight. My gut feeling is that I'm having a boy. But you said that if you had to guess, you think we're having a girl.
I really have no idea. You forced me at gunpoint into giving you an answer.
I just wanted to know.
Like, I have no idea.
If you had a gut feeling.
I really
feeling.
Don't. I don't have a gut feeling right now.
That's stupid.
Okay.
So at the appointment on Thursday, which was supposed to be our 10-week appointment, we were supposed to be eligible to take the blood gender test. Doctor measured us at 9 weeks, 4 days, so he felt that it was might be a little bit too early, so we didn't do the gender test.
Yeah, which we'll do in 3 weeks. We think...
Unless we decide not to, not and we to decide to wait till the ultrasound.
We got
to
figure all this out. We'll keep you guys in the loop. I don't know. We haven't made a decision yet. We have so much stuff to like think about and talk about, and like, oh man, it's overwhelming. Oh, speaking of which... This past week, real quick here, we went to frickin' Target and went into the baby section.
I just wanted to, like, get your feet wet a little bit.
I started to sweat.
He really did. He was panicking.
Like, there's so much baby stuff. There's so many strollers. So much food. By the way, I'm going to call it right now. I'm going to end up eating this baby food. I'm going to want to test it. Guys, I know you've...
You're also going to try my breast milk. You know you are.
I probably will. Is that gross? Is that weird?
I feel like a lot of husbands do.
And don't say it, or do they admit it?
I think they probably admit
it. I'll probably like put a little drip on my tongue and see what that tastes like.
Is what it is. You're curious. But yet you don't want to catch our baby.
Well, I haven't decided. Listen, I might decide I don't want... taste the breast milk.
I think you probably
weird.
Will taste it because
what do you like in that too? Like buttermilk straight out of the
maybe, but I mean cow's udders? You have literally eaten crickets on guacamole.
Oh
like,
yeah.
That's
I'll do
disgusting.
That. I'll do that. I'll
disgusting.
They're salty.
Ugh. Don't. Okay. Another thing about
I've eaten frog legs.
Oh my gosh, just stop. I don't listen, Chip Gaines. Okay. I don't need any more.
All right.
There is a gender test that is circulating one of my baby bump boards that I, you know, one of my discussion groups, and it's called the sneak peek test, I think, or the sneak test or the sneak peek test. And I think it's a urine test to find out if you're having a boy or a girl.
Is this the baking soda one?
No, this is actually a test that you order.
Okay.
I don't know how accurate they are. Do you think we should dabble in that? Or
no.
Why?
Because that's just one more thing to like spend money to not have any sort of a clear answer.
It's just all kind of fun.
But it's not, because if one says girl, the other's going to say boy, and then we're back at square one.
By the way, my mom thinks we're having a boy.
Why?
Because of my symptoms. Based on my symptoms, she thinks we're having a boy. One thing I want to say about staying at Hotel Bel Air, we were at dinner the other night, and we were ordering something, and I asked if the cheese was pasteurized, and the waiter informed us that it is illegal, at least in the state of California, to serve unpasteurized cheese. I don't know if he was 100% accurate or correct, but if that is true, that makes our lives as pregnant women a lot easier, because I love my feta cheese.
And that was before Wolfgang Puck came out and said hello
to us.
He
introduced himself to us. He did.
That was cool. It was a Wolfgang Puck restaurant, and we actually met Wolfgang Puck.
If I can legitimately, all I care about right now is cheese. If I could just have burrata cheese. With
That's your jam.
With prosciutto, but I can't have prosciutto, but I want prosciutto so bad.
But now can you have burrata?
If he's telling the truth and it's not allowed to be served unless it's pasteurized.
We thought you couldn't have a lot of the soft cheeses.
You know how I feel about feta too. Man, I love feta.
I love goat cheese.
I don't like goat cheese. I love feta. My family is Greek. I grew up with my dad eating Greek olives and feta cheese every day of my life. So like feta has always been.
And you can't have prosciutto because it's sliced deli meat. You're not allowed to have deli meat because of what? Listeria?
Listeria
is what it's called.
Which
it's
is the same thing with unpasteurized cheese as listeria.
It's a bacteria in deli meat, things like that, that you're not supposed to have. And of course, Angela's not.
Well, because it can cause you to miscarry. Because of the type of bacteria that can make
you
sick.
And of course,
sick.
She's been craving now sub sandwiches. Well, because it's always like that with anything in life. You want
hot
what you can't
more
have.
More than anything, I really want a hot dog. You know I love hot dogs.
And you're not supposed to have hot dogs.
No, I just want to go to A&W and have a Coney dog.
But we don't have an A&W around here.
I know,
but
when we go
fortunate.
To Ohio, you know I'm going to have one. I'm just going to have to. That's all there is to
no,
it.
No, Angela.
I'm going to.
No, you're
I'm
not,
going to.
You're not
going to. You're not freaking going to take a
you're
my
not
chance to have a Coney
put
dog.
My baby at risk. So you can eat a freaking Coney dog.
You know what? You carry this baby and then let me tell you what you can't eat. How about that? I just dropped the mic.
that's my baby, and you're not eating a hot dog.
Whatever, whatever. Okay, just want to talk about one last thing.
What?
Something that we have been into this last week.
What?
We get into TV shows.
Uh-huh.
Totally
yeah.
unrelated.
Well, we get into and we get out of. We've got so many TV shows that we're still like in, but we haven't watched in a long time. Well, we finally finished Narcos, which
we finished Wonder Years.
You know, we finished Wonder Years. Well, first of all, when I'm working and I'm on set a lot, obviously it's hard to come home and watch.
That's not true that we're unfinished. Like we're totally caught up with Born This Way.
Well, we've got.
We're not done with Downton.
Call the Midwife, Downton Abbey.
I just don't know if I can do Call the Midwife right now because it's just, it feels very daunting.
That's
going to
be
scary.
Put on hold for a few months.
Maybe.
Like 9 months.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, okay. So let's get back to it. So.
And Andy Griffith, we were watching every night, but then when it went to color,
it's not,
like it
not as
much.
Good. But I met Ron Howard, by the way, the other week coming
yes,
back from New York. He was on my flight and I went up to him and I introduced myself and he knew of my show Timeless. The one that got canceled and uncanceled. I was like, yeah, exactly. That was like freaking awesome that I met Ron Howard. Such an inspiration. And he's Opie Taylor. That's why I mention it. One of my favorite shows. So anyway, we went a little long today, but there's a lot to talk about. So we will be back next week following up on the week 10 stuff. All right. Signing off. Can't wait to meet you, baby. Good night.